The other big internet dispute before the court today pits the cable industry against independent providers of access to the internet. This case is known as Brand X. The court may decide whether users of cable internet services should have a choice of their internet service provider. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The mysterious name of this case comes from Brand X Internet, which has been providing online connections by phone for years to users in Southern California. Brand X president Jim Pickrell says that when he asked cable companies for the right to provide high-speed connections to cable customers, the reply was terse.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
Customers using slower connections can choose to dial up any provider they want, whether it's Brand X, Earthlink, or America Online. But with more than half of all users moving to high-speed connections, big cable and phone companies are taking control of the market. That's why Jim Pickrell says the Supreme Court decision could decide the future of companies like his.
If we lose this, independent internet services have no right to any kind of access over phone lines or cable lines. That's what it looks like.
This case will only affect the cable business, but similar efforts are underway to ensure that users of high-speed DSL connections over phone lines have a similar choice. For cable, the Federal Communications Commission has already sided with the cable industry, saying users do not need a choice of Internet Service Provider or ISP. Dan Brenner of the National Cable and Telecommunications Association says his members should not be forced to offer a choice that's irrelevant to most consumers.
They want to go to their favorite websites, they want to use a browser, they want to use a search engine, they want to get somewhere. And there's nothing about the ISP that affects that fundamental transaction that they go to the internet for.
ISPs say people should care now more than ever. Dave Baker of the ISP Earthlink says cable companies could choke off access to new communication services that depend on high-speed connections.
If we want to realize the full benefit of voice over IP, video over IP, and other applications, that consumers not be limited just to a single source provider for their broadband connections.
Earlier this month, a North Carolina phone company did pay $15,000 to settle charges. It was blocking internet-based phone calls, which would have competed with regular phone service. But there's little sign that cable companies have ever blocked access to anything. And Dan Brenner of the National Cable and Telecommunications Association says that his members have every incentive to offer the fastest service possible.
Cable industry does not make a practice of blocking access to websites or slowing down traffic or preventing people from getting to what they want to see on the internet.
Even if ISPs win, they'll have to push a reluctant FCC to actually impose regulations on the cable modem business. That's something regulators have been reluctant to do, fearing it will stall investment in high-speed access to the internet. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.